Now, let's turn to our children's text for today. And it's in the book of the prophet Isaiah. So it's not just as easy to find as some of the texts are Sunday mornings. Isaiah 49, chapter 49 of Isaiah, and verse 16. Now, I wonder if any clever, alert, capable boy or girl has found that verse and is willing to read it for us. Now, that's asking an awful lot, isn't it? Come on, let's see who's going to volunteer. You know, I'm a very patient guy. I usually wait about a minute and then I pounce on someone. And I'm going to put their hand up this morning. Gareth's being nudged terribly well. Come on, Gareth, let's hear you. That's a good fellow. Rise to your feet and shout it out. Good man. That was a wee practice. Read it again, son. Go on. Wee practices, right? You ready? Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I hope I'm still your friend after that. Here's a Scottish story. Amazing. When I was on holiday, I went to an abbey which is called New Abbey. Now, you'll find this abbey not far from Dumfries, towards the Solway. But this abbey has two names. It was called New Abbey, not because it's new, it's 700 years old, and it's ruined, but because there was another older abbey there when it was built, so it was called New Abbey. But this New Abbey, near Dumfries, has a second name. And I know all the girls will be interested in this name. It's a rather strange name. In Latin, to show my learning, it's called the Dulcis Cor Abbey. And that just means Sweetheart Abbey. Isn't that a strange name for a church? There it is in all its ruined splendor. Very fine building it must have been. And it's called Sweetheart Abbey. Where the altar would have stood, there's a grave. And on that grave, there is a sort of broken statue, a statue without a head. But it's very obviously the statue of a lady who lived a long time ago. And she has a very strange name. She's called Lady Dervorgilla. Isn't that a funny name? And there she is buried in this abbey. The statue shows her holding something in her hand. And if you weren't told, you wouldn't know what it was, because it's all worn away. But it's a heart. She was buried holding a heart in her hand. Many years earlier, when she was only 14 or 15 maybe, she got married to a boy called John. They fell in love. This is a real romantic story. And they got married. And they were married for over 30 years. They were well off. She was well off. And so was he. And I am told they had an income, wait for it, of £20 a week. And they were almost the richest couple in Scotland. If you had £1 a week, you were still very wealthy long ago. By and by, John died. And because ladies are tougher than men, she lived for a good while afterwards. But when John died, she did a very strange thing. Now, it sounds strange to us, but it wasn't all that funny and strange at that time. She got someone to take John's heart out. She had his heart embalmed, and she put it in a little casket of ivory and silver. And she kept that little casket all the rest of her life. We are told she actually took it with her wherever she went. And she never, ever lost sight of it. So although she lived for over 20 years after John died, John must have been a very good husband. I must speak up for him, just a wee word in his favor. She never forgot him. She always remembered him. And when it came time for her to die, she left a special instruction. She said, "Now, when I have died, I want you to bury me in this abbey," because she had actually founded this abbey in his memory. And she says, "I want you to put John's heart in my hands." So beneath that stone, if you ever visit Sweetheart Abbey, I don't know how far beneath it, there is a lady holding a casket. In that casket is a heart. And that's why the abbey is called Sweetheart Abbey. Our verse tells us that God has something in his hands. Did you read that? It says this, "I have graven your name on the palms of my hands." It's just a way of God saying to us and saying to the people long ago, "I will never forget you, you know." Lady Dervorgilla never forgot John. God never forgets us. Sometimes I forget him, you know, when I'm busy or forgetful. I forget God, but he never forgets me. Every second that passes, every day that passes, every year that passes, God says, "I will never forget you." We forget him, but he never forgets us. He loved us so much, he sent the Lord Jesus to die on Calvary for us. And he still loves us, and he will love us forever and ever. Lady Dervorgilla has John's heart in her hands. God has our names on his. He'll never forget us, and he'll never forsake us.